Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Gregway in the Car. We are driving to work on a lovely Friday. I'm using the new microphone setup that people seemed really happy with last time around. So hopefully that gets it all done. Camera seemed like it was out of focus, but it's fine now. But I'm driving. You don't care. Even if you're watching the YouTube video, which so many of you are, it'll be fine. Now that we got the microphone set up, I thought I could finally do kind of a train of thought deal on the way to work. I looked through everybody's questions. Obviously, there's a lot of good stuff in there. There's a lot of longer questions in there and things like that. You know, and I'm never, you can't force me to fucking do anything, even though you're the best and you support us and you're kind of funny members. But like, maybe I'll get to those questions, maybe I'll get to other stuff. Always feel free to leave them again in the comments. Keep going, yada, yada, yada. When I was driving, I thought I would talk a bit, just see what's up. Because I don't even know what's kicking around the old hopper. You know what I mean? I don't want to talk about work in terms of like the shit we've done and what I'm doing today. I feel like I get into that rhythm too much where it kind of becomes the boring almost like preview of the day. I don't want that to be this. So what do we want to talk about? What are we doing right now? And I mean work in terms, I'm always going to talk about work because work's my life. But I mean like I'm going to Royal Rumble. I put up a tweet this morning saying, you know, who's going to be in Florida? Who am I going to see down there? If you're not a wrestling person, I totally understand. WWE's Royal Rumble is a week from Saturday, so a week from tomorrow in St. Petersburg, but Tampa, Florida. So I'm stoked to be over there. It's going to be a quick trip for me. I fly in on Friday and out on Sunday, do the work with WWE on Saturday, so that'll be fun. No pre-show. If you've been around the block with me, you can probably guess what it is then. Based on what I did last year, but I don't know. I was leaving it at that. But I'm going to be working backstage again. I'm excited about it as always. That'll be a lot of fun. It's one of those where I still haven't nailed it, right? There's this push and pull in my life where I want to go to a wrestling event, like a big pay-per-view for WWE, right? And be able to be a part of all of it. Dan Reichert, if you follow Dan Reichert, right? Like, usually when Mania happens or whatever, he goes and then he's there like 3 days before, 3 days after, some shit like that. That's obscene. That's not true. But I mean, like, he does it and he like goes to an independent show and he does this other thing and he does this and then he goes wrestling. And with wrestling being my job to a degree, also being a budding hobby of mine again, I'm in and out, right? You hear me on this show and on our shows talk about Not Sam Wrestling, which is a podcast I love by Sam Roberts. They're doing a live show Friday night. I would love to go to it. The direct flight from San Francisco like lands like 15 minutes after he starts his show. It's like, fuck. You know what I mean? So I could come in on Thursday, of course, but then I probably have to pay for that night of a hotel. And then I'm losing all of Thursday, which I have multiple things to do for Kind of Funny, let alone be there for Jen and Ben and yada, yada, yada. So it's like one of those, the push and pull of wanting to go there and like actually, I guess that's the thing, is I'm working these things even when I'm there as a fan, because I'm backstage, I'm clearly a fucking fan, but like I'm not like experiencing it. Same thing for like, I guess when we did Survivor Series in Chicago, right, where I extended my trip because it was Thanksgiving, so I got to see more of my family. But the original plan, like, you know, months before, was like, we'll go to SmackDown the night before on Friday and then Saturday. And then it was like when reality caught up to me as we got closer of like, okay, you know, the Allstate Arena is like 30 to 45 minutes from my parents or my dad's house. Like, what are we doing with Ben? Jen doesn't like wrestling enough to go to two nights of wrestling. It was all this stuff like that. It was like, oh man, like this is way too complicated. I'll just do the Survivor Series Saturday. So it's like that kind of thing of like, and I think, you know, a lot of that will change when Ben gets older. Like, Ben's in a great spot right now. It's awesome. Like, being a dad is awesome. I feel like I don't say that enough. I think hopefully my actions and the little things I do share that or tell you that story. But, you know, like, Ben is so smart. Like, today when I was getting my stuff together, he's like, oh, Daddy, are you going to work? Are you going to Daddy's office? I'm like, I am going to Daddy's office, you know? And then, like, today he was talking about breakfast and telling us about what he did yesterday at the playground. Like, so anyways, like, and he's potty training too, right? So there's all these, like, crazy things happening with him right now. And you figure when you get to him being 7 years old, right, and theoretically liking wrestling, right, like, I think that becomes a very interesting proposition of, okay, Mom, you get the weekend alone, right? Like, I'm pulling him out of school on Friday. We're going to fly, like, say it was exactly what I'm doing now. Him and I fly out on Thursday. Friday, him and I bum around. We go to the wrestling podcast. We go to the superstore. We do all the fun, goofy stuff there. Then go to the show on Saturday. Him be backstage with me, and then blah, blah. But again, you know, like my entire life, Well, no, I'm gonna be doing Kind of Funny till I die, and you'll be with me forever. I know that. But like, in terms of this WWE stuff, right? Like, I've been saying it for years. You maybe have heard me say it on a show before, but like, for me, it was when I went with Dunham, the man who hired me. Oh shit, my anniversary's coming up where I thank him. When Jeremy Dunham, what the fuck is happening? Why are you stopping here? What is going? The fuck? I didn't honk because I can't see around this gigantic SUV. I have no idea why they stopped for no fucking reason. When Dunham took me to, when Dunham invited me and Jen along with his wife to go to Survivor Series in LA, where I yelled at Brock Lesnar and got on TV about that or whatever. I remember, you know, that was my first time ever being front row. And I remember telling Jen, like, every time we've gone since then, where we get the seats from, you know, Xavier when I was just, we were just friends, now when I'm sitting there and the seats I get from my producers at WWE, I'm always, whoever I'm with, I'm always like, I have to maintain this level of internet fame. Like, I have to be, I cannot go back to Ben gets into wrestling in a decade and I have no connections anymore and I don't do anything with the company and so we're in the nosebleeds and I'm like, Daddy used to sit down there, right? Like, I want to share the stuff I'm doing with him. I want him to be backstage with the other superstar kids and stuff like that. But I digress. Excited for Rumble. Excited for the Rumble. If you're in the Tampa area, let me know. I kicked around, very loosely kicked around the idea of what if I try to do some kind of meet and greet on Friday night. I don't think it will happen. Stick with me. It's a Friday night. It's a city I don't know. I don't know what bar would be dead enough that they would be stoked to have a bunch of people show up. So I don't think I'll do it. And also, full disclosure, like, this is the first WWE trip. I'm racking my brain right now while the sentence is forming, right? This is the first one I've gone to, I think. Yeah, this is the first one I've gone to working where I don't have, and this sounds more negative than I wanted to, anyone to worry about. And what I mean by that, right, is like, again, if I was left to my own devices, I would go to every independent wrestling show and all the podcasts and all these different things, right? If Jen was with me, we wouldn't do that. We would want to do a couple things that we enjoy together, right, rather than something just I enjoy, right? And so usually at least Jen's with me. You know, for SummerSlam, the first time I did anything with WWE, it was Tim and Gia with me and Jen. You know, you jump to last year when I worked the Royal Rumble, it was me and my basically my sister from Mizzou, Ashley, and her sons. So I was taking care of them. You jump to Survivor Series, it was me alone backstage, sure, but then like I had to coordinate meeting up with my two high school friends. Poe was there with his son, Jack. You go to SummerSlam, it was Poe and Jack. Like, I'm trying to always make sure I got to take care of other people, which isn't hard, mind you, but it is that thing of, it's not easy either, because it's like one of those things of, I'm backstage, I would love to bring you backstage, but I also am not like, I don't matter here, so it's not like I can do that, so then I feel bad, but then it's this, and then it's that. Like Chicago, like we had great seats, obviously, but then one of my college friends hit us up, and they had a skybox across the way, and we went and hung out with them for a little bit, and then I texted Poe, who's still with his son Jack in the seats, and I'm like, dude, it's better here. Like, it's a little bit higher, but like, you can talk, it's nice, and blah, blah, blah. And Jack, who's awesome, you know, he's a 10-year-old boy, he was like, I don't want to move further away from the ring. Like, I need, you know, it was like, all right, cool. So like, I, you know, did, it's like, I serve a lot of masters. I bounce around a lot of things. I'm trying to take care of people in my life, right? So back to the Rumble in Florida here, right? First off, incredibly quick turnaround. Because I don't want to stop working at Kind of Funny, right? So it's like, I'm going to land at 5 on Friday. Then you figure I'll be working the event all day Saturday. And then first thing Sunday, I fly home. Like, I get home before noon on Sunday to be here. So it's like, there's just Friday night that's like my own time. And so it's one of those, like, coming off a plane, it's always a question, especially a long flight. How am I going to feel? Am I going to want to do something? Da, da, da. Then I wouldn't want to get shit-faced. I wouldn't do this. And then since, again, I'm left to my own devices, I feel like this might be a trip where I, like, hit up wrestling people that I never, ever get to actually see. And I, you know, the people I only see backstage, and have like a 3-sentence conversation with, maybe I try to go get dinner with them, maybe I try to get a drink with them, or maybe I say fuck off and I go play Pokemon Go and walk around Tampa. I don't know. You know what I mean? And if I did that, then I'd probably just tweet, hey, I'm in the park. Come rob me, I guess. But I don't know. I'm feeling it out. I always want to do this. The other thing about it, right, is even then for the show, you figure what gets exciting is that my work, theoretically, knock on wood, will be done by the time the show starts. So if I'm just left to my own devices all alone at the wrestling show, that's also something that I haven't done as an employee. You know what I mean? Usually I'm with Jen or Tim or Gia or Poe or the, you know, like Ashley. Like, there's someone I'm going out to meet at the seats that I want to hang out with. Since I wouldn't have that now, I guess it's simple enough to be like, yo, after this match, meet me at this thing and we can all hang out or whatever and get a photo or some shit like that. I don't know, I'll kick it around, but if you got better ideas, let me know in the chat. Even if you're not going, let me know in the YouTube comments. That'll be fun. I don't know, I'm feeling at peace today. Today's a peaceful, this is a peaceful drive to work. This is a peaceful conversation. It's a big day. There's a lot of stuff to do. I'm not going to recap all of it, but it's all good stuff. I'm excited for it. One of the things I don't like is when I start the drive either to work or home from work and I don't know what I want to listen to. Like, I can't find something. I'm jumping around. Like, I feel like lately I've had it where it's like, oh, it's on the tip of my tongue what I want, and I don't, it's not an artist, it's not a song, it's a vibe. It's like, oh, I want to hear something like Vanessa Carlton, but I don't want Vanessa Carlton stuff because I know it all. So, but like, it's hard for Spotify to branch out and yada, yada, yada. Today on the walk to the car, I was, you know how my brain is just a jukebox. It's just cycling things at all times. I started singing Tech N9ne for some reason. I forget why. I was like, oh, man, Tech N9ne would be great. So I was like, put on Tech N9ne, and I got Slacker, and I got all that stuff off of Absolute Power, and just great tracks. And then that, of course, Strange Music, Tech N9ne's label, always makes me think of when we went and we were at MomoCon, and I saw that Tech N9ne was playing, and I was like, oh, let's go. And me, Tim, and Nick went to a Tech N9ne concert, and that's where we met MERS, and I fucking love MERS's music, so I switched over to MERS and listened to Have a Nice Life. And I did a whole bunch of Tech N9ne, and I wanted to make the jump, listen to Have a Nice Life, which is such a song about gratitude and, like, you know, MERS making it and yada, 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 that I was like, oh, this is perfect. And I paused that with 44 seconds left to come record this video. So I'm in a very, you know, end of a good week, start of a good day. Ooh, 13 minutes of the morning meeting. I guess that's not bad. I like to be there way earlier. I like to be there half an hour before the morning meeting to set things up and get my head on straight. Try to see if there's anything I missed on the calendar or whatever, but I'm sure it'll be fine. It'll be good. But yeah, those are the big things kicking around the hopper. It's going to rain all fucking weekend and into next week here in San Francisco. Because, of course, like, if you're in America, you're North America, what is probably snow for you, depending on where you are, is rain for us. Like, you know, our winter is a rainy season where it starts here and then goes out and gets really cold with y'all and turns into snow and ice and all that jazz. So we're about to get hammered with rain, which I don't mind, except being a parent, except being a homeowner with a leaky-ass old house. You know what I mean? Like, as a parent, well, leaky-ass old house, that solves why that pisses me off. A parent, right, like, of a 2-year-old, like, Ben lives outside. You know what I mean? When on Saturdays, we wake up, we get a breakfast, and then we are out the door. And that could be to a park, to a farmer's market, to train town, to whatever the hell he wants to go, a museum. But you, like that Discovery Museum I tweet about every so often, right, where they did the ball drop at noon. Like, awesome places that rely on kind of being outside. And the ones that are inside, of course, are overrun with children on the rainy days. So it's like, meh. We're going to have not only are we going to have a indoor rainy weekend, it's going to be Jen and I, and Jen's been with the nanny this whole time as the potty training week has been going on, but it'll be Jen and I running, you know, 24/7 potty training or whatever, and that's different than what I've been attuned to so far, what I've dealt with so far of coming home and just, you know, finishing off dinner and then getting them to bath time in bed and all that jazz. But it'll all be good, it'll all be fine. Ugh, big yawn. But it's been tiring. You know, I didn't, you know, Ben has been Ben. This level of Ben, this evolution of Ben in the Pokemon sense. Yes, I play a lot of Pokemon now, I know. He's been this evolution of Ben for so long that switching it up this week and moving to potty training has, of course, put him in a mood where he's way crankier than usual. you know, he fights, you know, trying to get not, you know, not wanting to use the potty, you know, when you're trying to put his pants back on at night, he fights that or whatever. It's like, I'm very tired from home, and I, not tired isn't the right word, I guess, right? Because it's not like I'm sleepy, I'm worn out, I guess. You know what I mean? I feel like Jen and I have talked at length about this, usually via Slack messages, because when we're at home, we're dealing with him, we're sleeping, maybe watching a show to try to relieve any of the fucking stress. But like, it's one of those where I, the way I described it to Jen, I was like, I guess what's stressful about it is that for the first time in a long time, he's not on the same page as us. You know what I mean? I feel like we've been so locked in as a family on like, oh, this is what the schedule is, the rhythm is, this is what's going on, yada, 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 that for the first time we've shaken that up in quite some time. And it's like, I know that's going to happen a million times. And I know we'll get through it, and yada, yada, yada. But it's just like, I start my day already tired, even though the last, yesterday morning and today were good mornings. Not the other ones were bad mornings, but they were been fighting, not wanting to do the thing we needed him to do. So that's why I'm yawning. I feel like my performance maybe on the last couple of days of content hasn't been where I want it. I think it's been fine. It's been good, but it hasn't been excellent. You know what I mean? Maybe it's a high okay 3 out of 5. Maybe it's a low 4 out of 5. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I made it to the office, and I got to get ready for this meeting. This has been your final Greg. Did I say ladies and gentlemen again? Ladies and gentlemen in NB. I saw people in the chat saying guys, gals, and non-binary pals. I like that for certain content for people. That's not me. I like ladies and gentlemen because it sounds kind of formal, and I think it's a show of respect. Whereas guys and gals, like that's when it's like, man, I don't ladies and gentlemen and NBs, it's me, Greg. I'm at the office now. I'm going to get ready for this meeting. Joey's walking in. Until next time, I hope you have a great weekend.